Hello, sisters. Sister Deb from DontParish.com. Hey, today I think we're going to talk about hospitality because a sister just recently brought up the topic. And even though it's a command for both men and women, we mostly hear this question from women, which stands to reason because we're caring and giving and nurturing and all those good qualities like that. So, first, we'll look at the word hospitality in the Greek, and out of the verses that we're going to read, there's a couple different Greek words, but they both pretty much mean the same. So hospitality means hospitableness, entertain strangers, love to strangers, generous to guests, and now I want to read some of the scriptures on it. These are just mainly from the New Testament. Romans 12:13, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. 1 Timothy 3:2, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. Titus 1:7-8, for a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. 1 Peter 4:9. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Hebrews 13:2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. So we see the command is to show love and to take care of guests or strangers. And in one admonition, it tells us to do it without grudging, meaning we're to be generous and, like the scriptures show us, be a cheerful giver. So if we look at how it was like back then, it was a lot different than what we see today. Like, they had to either walk or ride animals to get where they're going. They couldn't just jump in a car or plane and get across the country in a few hours like we do today. And they don't have all these motorhomes or little vans like Brother James and I do, or motels or like rest stops that you can sleep in, and they didn't have all the fast food and grocery stores like we do today. So the need today really isn't quite as big, or might not be needed as often. And our culture is really different as well too, because back then people gathered at the city gates and it was like a common thing to welcome strangers in their homes. People communicated a lot more. But today we see everybody pretty much keeps to themselves, and people would rather text or message rather than talk face to face. So, like, the command for back then was pretty serious because people were stopping by and needing a place to sleep and food to eat or water to wash up and things like that. And we see that many, many examples in scripture how people were hospitable back then, especially in the Old Testament. Where people would say, come, we'll feed you, we'll do this, we'll do that. And so we see the stark contrast from then, like, compared to how it is today. But that doesn't mean we don't have to be hospitable today, because there's still things we can do to show love and care for people. But here's the deal, though, if the need is there. And I say that because it's pretty rare that a stranger's going to knock on your door and ask for food or a place to sleep like back then. And there's food pantries all over. Resale shops give out clothing and personal items to the homeless. There's homeless shelters all over, you know, if we're talking about helping the poor and the needy and stuff. And it's also, if you want to talk about hospitality between believers, it's rare to have true believers all in one place to show hospitality to. But, like I said, you know, that doesn't mean that we don't do it or be ready for it. There might be opportunities, and we want to be prepared because we never know. So anyway, the reason the sister asked the question is because she, like all the other saints we know, she's the only saint in her area, just like all the other ones. We know everybody's scattered all over. Literally, they're scattered all over the world, and everybody is being like Noah right where they are, standing for the Lord and fellowshipping long distance. And also all their families have turned against them, just like ours have. Jesus warned us about that in Matthew 10:36. Let's read that. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And so along with that, all the friends and ours have walked away because they aren't interested in Christ. And so here's the question. How can a saint be hospitable in this modernized world with hardly anyone in our lives to be hospitable to? Because, you know, when you look around and you see the saints are scattered, people are, like, keeping to themselves, all the homeless people or beggars or whatever, they all got all their needs taken care of. Friends have turned away from us. Families turned away from us. So how can you do that? Well, I guess this is what I would say. First of all, it starts in the heart. And that's the most important thing. We need to have a willing and ready heart. And God sees that, so it starts there. So if we have that, we have gotten the foundation and the basis of wanting to be hospitable, ready, and willing to. And I just want to say this. It's pretty important, too. You got to think about this. You don't have to be hospitable just for the sake of being hospitable, meaning looking and trying and using every single little thing to try to force yourself to be hospitable. Because we get a lot of women when they are born again and they're transformed from being a selfish, worldly, wicked woman into a kind, loving, gentle woman. We want to go help people. And in this modernized world, it seems like the so-called gospel of the religious places is feeding people, taking care of the homeless and the orphans. Now, those are all good things to do, but that seems to be their foremost focus. And we have to be careful because so many of the needs of people are met today that we don't want to be distracted thinking, oh, I'm in sin if I'm not being hospitable to somebody. And like I said, it starts in the heart. Be willing to. We also need to be wise, and we're going to talk about that. So we want to encourage you to save your money and your time and your resources for real needs and be discerning on that. So if we saints get opportunities today, that's great. And if not, then so be it. But we can always make sure we're ready, right? So I'm just trying to encourage us all in that. So how can we be ready? Like, all right. We can, if you have a big enough house, you could have a bed or a room ready. And if you don't have that, you can have a plan on how you could house somebody if a saint came by or maybe a distant relative or a friend or somebody who needed some help. You know, some people like switch the children around and give a bed to the stranger and the children do something. Or, you know, maybe you got a couch or a cot or something and you have enough bedding and maybe you have some guest supplies or something. Just a few things to help people along. You can also like make sure you got some simple foods or snacks or refreshments in case somebody stops by and you get a last minute like, oh, wow, I can be hospitable to somebody. You know, make sure you're prepared in that and your mindset too, so you're thinking about it and being ready. You can have like care packages made up in case you meet a homeless person that really needs something. Or also, you know, I've encouraged the sisters, you know, to have like a space in your house, like a shelf or a box or something, where you have certain things that might be able to help people in a community that might, you know, maybe they lost their house in a fire or a flood or a great tragedy happened, and you could have some personal items, maybe a box of food already, simple things that you can have that for somebody. And then maybe there's some elderly in the community or some handicapped people that need some help and they can't physically do things. I mean, you just kind of, you don't have to like actively keep spending a lot of time searching for such things to do. But if you're ready and you're prepared and your mind and your heart are ready and God opens up that door for you, you're going to see it, which is the biggest thing, and then you're going to be able to do it and fulfill it. So that's the important thing about it. And in the case of being hospitable with the unbelievers, keep this in mind. The gospel is the absolute most loving thing you can do for them, because without that, you might as well do nothing, because the saving of their soul means more than being nice to them and hospitable and helping them. And this too, if you're hospitable, the saints you fellowship with, even long distance, are going to know it. And they're going to know they're welcome in your home if they ever be able to make a trip to see you, or if they end up knowing somebody in your area, they can send that person to you if the situation comes up. So that's awesome. You know, knowing and sharing and fellowshipping with the saints, they're going to know that hospitality quality and trait is within you. And I'll just be brutally honest with you. You may never get many opportunities to be hospitable to people, but that's okay, because you're going to be ready if need be. And if not, okay, there's a good side to this too. You're going to have more time to do other good works for the Lord. And I just want to say this. Be careful who you bring into your home. I know they did that back then, and we discussed how it was a different world today. There may be times you use wisdom, and maybe you pay for someone to spend the night in a motel instead of your home, or buy them some food from a store to send with them or something, but that would be a whole nother topic. So anyway, I hope that was encouraging, and I know some sister saints who are ready and willing to show hospitality. Are you? So I'm going to leave us with this. 1 Timothy 5:10. And this is talking about the qualifications for a widow. Well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. Yeah, that's a good example. So anyway, have a joyous day, sisters. I'm going to let you go now. May God be praised.